A few years ago, I gave a reading baseball piece on my two baseball gloves. One, a well-worn glove that I'd used when I played ball for decades. The other, a still stiff and rarely used glove that was a gift from my colleagues when, after 9 years, I stepped down as English department chair. The truth of the matter is that I have three gloves, one that I've never used because it's now nearly 100 years old. When Harold Ben Friedman, my mother's live-in companion, passed away, I found an old baseball glove among his possessions. Considering Ben's age at the time of his passing, I figured that he lightly played ball in the 1930s while growing up in Pittsburgh, and the glove dated back to that time and place. The glove looks like something you'd see on the Antique Roadshow. Made out of horsehide, it has five small fingers, a shallow pocket just wide enough for a baseball, and instead of a web, two thin horsehide strings attaching a glove's thumb to its index finger. I could barely fit my hand into the glove and imagine that my only hope of catching a baseball with Ben's glove was to have it land squarely in the small pocket and hold on to it with two hands. Most of the glove's etching, including the name of the company that made the glove, is badly faded and unreadable, but there is a signature of a baseball player etched into the glove that is still readable, though barely, and only the last name, Haffey. In the 1920s and 1930s, there was a ball player named Chick Haffey who played for the Cardinals from 1924 to 1931, was a member of four Cardinal pennant winners and two World Series champions. Despite poor eyesight and sinus problems, he was an outstanding hitter and was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1971.
Those glasses on his face, he didn't wear those because he was a nerd. He wore them because his eyesight was blurry after an injury to his sinuses. How did he get that injury? The same way Frank Chance got his injury, being hit in the head with a pitch. In 1926, he received corrective surgery for the damage to his sinuses, and he would continue to suffer problems from his injuries throughout most of his career. However, after being sent to the Reds, he seemed to put those problems behind him in 1933 and 34, as he played in more than 140 games each season.
Branch Rickey claimed that if Haffey had been blessed with normal eyesight and good health, he might have been the best right-handed hitter baseball has ever known. I thought that the signature etched into Ben's glove was surely that of Chick Haffey, but during the recent visit, my daughter Anne and my granddaughter Adrian proved me wrong. With their far better eyesight, they made out the first name and said it was Bud. I was completely baffled by their discovery. Chick Haffey's first name was Charles. But when Anne looked up Bud Haffey on her iPhone, she found a Bud Haffey that played big league baseball in the 1930s, including 2 years in Pittsburgh. I was excited by Anne's discovery until I looked up Bud Haffey's baseball record and found that he was at best a mediocre ball player who lasted only 3 years in the big leagues and spent most of that time coming off the bench as a utility outfielder. He was a nephew of Chick Haffey, but with a bat in his hands, he was no Chick Haffey. In 1935, he played two games with the White Sox before being shipped to the Pirates, where he played in 58 games and batted a modest .228. In 1935, he played in 39 games with the Pirates and batted only .212. Released by the Pirates, he was out of the major leagues until 1939, when he tried and failed to make a comeback with the Reds and the Phillies as a pitcher. There was one remaining mystery for me about the Bud Haffey signature on Ben's glove. With four future Hall of Famers on Haffey's 1935 Pirates club, including Pye Trainer, voted during baseball's centennial in 1969 as the game's greatest third baseman, why did the company, out of all sense and reason, choose to add Bud Haffey's signature to its glove? It's unlikely that I'll be able to get on the Antique Roadshow anytime soon to find an answer, so I'll have to be content with my wife Anita's response. When I asked her about Bud Haffey's signature, she shrugged and said, "Beside you and the folks on the Antique Roadshow, who cares?" Of course, Anita was right. Wasn't it Shakespeare who wrote, "A baseball glove by any other name is still a baseball glove"? This is Pete Peterson for Reading Baseball.